Hey, it's Rion for Mystical Grail Membership, month 12 of our year one. I've created a special workbook for Mystical Grail members and select women in my circle and on the mailing list. This is the supplemental audio for the Who is My Beloved workbook, brought to you by mysticalgrail.com. I'm going to help you get more clarity on who your immortal beloved is. Your capital beloved is different than your lowercase beloved. So in this workbook, which is this 72-page PDF, and this supplemental starter audio warms you up, and also the 64 cities audio, as well as the bonus supplemental Obsession and Eros Power Liminal, that's the workbook package here. You're going to be able to go through to get more clarity on who your beloved is. And there's a cost to not knowing who your beloved is. And part of that cost may be decades of your life invested in relationships which are under par with twin flames and so forth, disappointment, remaining a fracture. I'm going to do like another blog post on the cost of not knowing your beloved. So if you're here in Mystical Grail and or select members, go through this process if you're called to. Now, it's a PDF, so you might want to, if you can, print it out. Starting on, page 24, 25. You want to print those pages out, you'll be able to literally write in the workbook. Not all PDFs allow you to work in it. So the other alternative in doing the work of the workbook to get more clarity is it's going through the actionable questions that'll guide you through a process to get you more self-reflective clarity on who your beloved is. You can also do that by writing and journaling just on a notepad, written like in paper, pen, pencil. Okay, so you can do your own journaling, write the questions down on your own, going off of the workbook, just practically speaking. But if you can print it out, that would be good. Then you can work right there. If you have to use more space, you can journal outside of it. So in the workbook, yeah, it's going to guide you through a process to get more clarity on who your beloved is. So this audio is just like the supplemental warm-up audio to help you overview this process. And this is really all about divine union. This is a grail-encoded workbook. I could sell this for $1,000. The value is really here. I think to some women, it's going to be worth like $100,000. This is high value, transformational, life-changing level of power in this resource. Now, not everyone is wired to have an immortal beloved. But if you're listening to this, if you've been attracted to this, there's a good chance that you are. And that these signs that have psychoactivated you in relationship to the masculine, that have really like lit your Eros on fire, that have opened your heart, that you've had obsession with, it seems like they're outside of you because it was this Hollywood heartthrob or whoever it was like a man, but he actually held some of the qualities that still psychoactivates your awakening, your beauty, your Eros. So your beloved has the power to awaken your beauty, your consciousness, and your fulfillment. If you are really wired as a Grail lover, if you are on such a path of divine union. So getting more clarity is going to help you attract, if you're seeking a partner or a divine union partnership that's the most fulfilling, it's also going to help you re-templatize your relationship with the current partner. The danger there is that he might be so far apart. I've had women break up with their partners by working with me. It's kind of dangerous. Some of them go deeper with their partners. So if you know you're called to this, go through the process, because it's getting you more awareness of your immortal beloved, the spiritual qualities that then you could awaken and inspire out of men in the masculine, as well as a partner or a husband. So let me answer this right now. So who is your beloved with the capital B? And we're on page 9 here. It's in the book also. To be clear, your beloved is not your incarnate partner. He may hold some of these qualities. And I like to differentiate the lower B from the capital B. It's really important. So your immortal beloved is the constellated divine masculine archetypes and Siddhic qualities of light and dark sentience that are most psychoactivating to your Eros, sex, soma, spirit, heart, mind, body, and soul for awakening and greatest fulfillment. Your beloved is essentially an amalgamation of all of the most positive and pure, shadow-free, dark, erotic, activating aspects of the divine masculine that are really constellated to activate and awaken you. So there's a certain archetypal sequence of his signature that's encoded to psychoactivate and spiritually activate your light body and your consciousness into beauty, into being the Holy Grail. And these are divine masculine, immortal qualities of spirit, of light and dark consciousness, and a balance of them. There's no shadow with divine union. Okay. He holds the keys to awaken your fullest potential, beauty, bliss, freedom. And so we're going to be working with the gene keys and archetypes, light and dark, as well as the elements in the workbook itself. And what you want to do is, through this process, take your time with it. Like, you want to get into feeling how you respond, instead of like having a checklist of, oh, the perfect man. See, there's no pictures here. Like, we're not swiping on Tinder and responding to mortal men and their imperfections. You're getting clarity on the perfection of your immortal beloved, so that then you can attune to him and have him activate you, and maybe get supportive activations and Grail activations and archetype activations with my services or the Muse Priestesses, so that you can cultivate your reunification within in spirit to then attract these qualities out of men in the masculine for richer, deeper, devotional gray love and intimacy and Siddhic bliss. And that can include your Kundalini. So in the book, we've got the preamble that's going to warm you up, like with this audio. Make sure you set time aside so you can go in and feel things of how you respond. So when we work with the 64 cities of consciousness or enlightened truth aspects, those are of his truth, his presence, like what responds to you. So it's kind of like an allergen test we're going through. It's not this checklist of then I'm going to uphold mortal men and dates to these standards. You're getting clarity on your immortal beloved, and we're going to like work with the sequence of, oh, maybe it's this and that, and adding things and moving it around until you find his signature, your beloved signature. It's going to be an archetypal encidic foundation that describes him, that most psychosexually activates you. And then you're going to have room to bring in some other soul values to customize and personalize it. Because this is really like your beloved, and it's going to get more precision the more you go into this process, which is going to be different than someone else's immortal beloved. And so this can be an absolutely life-changing process. For me, it's simple. My beloved is Muse. But I could also go further into what would be an ideal partner's signatures, like in this process. You'll see how it's, I give some examples down below and so forth. Okay, so with this, you want to set your ego aside and go with what your human design authority is to really like feel into your response before the ego has its way. And it helps that this is a different process already, because you're not swiping through or having like movie star posters of, oh, his looks and stuff. It's these masculine qualities of truth, of light truth and vibe truth, that psychoactivates you in presence. And the good news is, your beloved, these qualities, they already exist. So people think, oh, you're just like building up more fantasy and stuff. Fantasy is the shadow fracture of you from your beloved, where he's in duality, where he's separate. With sacred union, he is within. You are connected to these ever-present divine masculine truth qualities. And the more clarity you have with them for your sacred reunification, the more often and more powerfully you can attract those and be present with those spirit qualities, as well as seeing those qualities in men who embody them. And it's going to accelerate your reunification. If you want to accelerate it even more, you probably want to be a Mystical Grail membership to get that support. And you probably want to activate your Kundalini and even consider the Grail Kundalini offer, where your Kundalini fire alchemically within your temple body can mix with his literal essences in your body in holy sacred marriage for Siddhic awakening. And so that's a new heretical offer that's out there now. That's pretty advanced. But if you've already done a lot of spiritual work and you think that, yeah, I may have a beloved, and you find that, yes, I'm getting more clarity on him, you may very well be self pre-qualified for the Grail Kundalini offer. Okay, so again, these qualities of the divine masculine, consciousness, light and vibe truth, like the presence of a king or lover or soul warrior, already exist in sentience. With reunification, you are connecting with these qualities in spirit. And we support this in Mystical Grail, actual techniques and practices of divine union alchemy, including the archetypal alchemy visually. So you can have more clarity with your beloved, and then you can reference, oh, that's not Khal Drogo or Jason Momoa in this era, which may represent an archetypal aspect of your beloved's actually the higher truth. It's creating a duality by seeing, oh, that's Jason Momoa, he's a star and I have a crush on the star. Or John Stamos, part of the book, it's going to ask you what men have, you know, incited a response in you, and what if that was actually signs of your immortal beloved. And that's a profound thing, because most women will stay in this paradigm of, oh, it's them, and it creates separation. It's a star. Well, there's a higher truth beneath it. And it's the signature qualities of the divine masculine, which are archetypal. So when you can see that's not actually Jason Momoa in Game of Thrones season 1 and 2, but it's actually the archetypal immortal dark Eros warrior. Oh, so we're just going to a higher truth here. That's our foundation. Okay, so this process will help you to see that, because otherwise so many women will go through life fantasizing about what are really fragment aspects of their beloved. Here's a chance to pull it all together for the first time, likely, in lifetimes, to consciously know what his qualities are, his signature, and the order of his archetypes and Siddhic qualities. And let me give you an example here, if we can go down, of a more evolved version. We've got like basic stuff, which you start with, like Prince, Eros, Lover, and getting like the general sequence down. And that might actually be it for you. That generally covers the main signatures, is getting the archetypal order right. But then we've got more work you can do to bring in his Siddhic qualities and your soul values. So let me like scroll down in the PDF here, and like you could have Lord of the Arts or Star of Awakening and different balance of elements. And we've got more examples. Here we go. Like Dark Eros, Soul Warrior, either Light King of the Arts or Light Emperor of Alternative Medicine and Healing. So you're going to list down like some of your core soul values, and then you can customize the from the truth that already exists of the Divine Masculine, an awareness of your beloved and the spirit of him that is calling you home. The exact pinpointed truth. Now, not everyone's going to get to that level of awareness, but what you want to do is keep working and trusting this process, and you can have like maybe 12 different codes within it that pinpoints with precision your beloved. And then that's going to psychoactivate you so powerfully, just knowing that. It's going to open your heart, it's going to activate your womb, and it's going to move energy just knowing that exact sequence of your beloved that describes him with precision, or as close as you can get. That then, when you do the sacred reunification alchemy, like the temple practices on your own to venerate him, it's going to do the magic so that you are reunifying within to become his worthy equal in spirit. In spirit-to-spirit love and exchange of quanta. So he's cultivating your beauty to be the lover equal to his encoded power. And then you will find that you attract that out of men in the masculine magically. So that's with divine union. So this is something that's been in the works with Mystical Grail. We've covered some of this stuff here and there with consulting, but now we finally got this power resource on its own that can help you through your own self-contemplative process really get clarity on the codes of your beloved. And this may shift through time, so you want to be open to that. But it's working with your past, but also your core somatic response and your values now. And so whether you're in partnership or not, some women are wired for Grail Priestess and Kingmaking and serving the Divine Masculine. By venerating the qualities and doing the alchemy where you're circulating his forms of his power, that opens you up to be the Holy Chalice for the Holy Grail of communion at that level of consciousness with men of those forms of power and attracting it powerfully. And so the more energy you have around that, the more powerfully it's going to attract and influence. And the more magic you'll have, the more ecstatic bliss. Okay, so I think you're going to enjoy this process. If it seems too overwhelming, maybe just work with the parts that work on his archetypal sequence. And this is going to be different for many people. And you have the ability to really customize and go further into the divine masculine qualities of consciousness and truth presence, vibe and light truth, that could incarnate into a partner. And so you attract men who have these qualities more, the clearer you are, and then the more powerful you get into the alchemy. And again, I'm here to support with Mystical Grail membership. We're probably only going to do year two and not beyond that because of how much time Allure Priestess mentorship is going to take once that gets started. So I'd recommend to consider joining Mystical Grail membership, because then we can, like, I can give you the consulting in the group format to get more clarity on your beloved off of this as well. So Mystical Grail membership is around. You might be interested in renewing Mystical Grail if you went out, and you can come back. There's Grail activations, there's beauty activations that are around with my services. The Grail Kundalini is an advanced activation that so far has proven 100% successful, the Siddhic Kundalini awakening in communion experience. So, you know, you can read about that as well. If you find that you do have a beloved, because this is the thing, it's like, there's women in my circle who are kind of on a grail path, but they just don't have the clarity. So this process really helps you to get more clarity on who your beloved is. And yeah, you might want to consider, if you see that, yes, I do actually have a beloved, I'm getting more clarity, then basically you're pre-qualified for the Grail Kundalini package. And so on a divine union path, you would probably want to, and we talk about this in Mystical Grail, if you're not a member, we work with it, the concept and the dynamics of alchemy and practices and so forth, and consulting. And we have a wonderful community of experienced Grail practitioners, of ladies. You want to get your Kundalini activated and stable, and then ideally alchemizing with your beloved's essence. And so the Grail Kundalini experience with Elixir of the Beloved is to bring his truth codes into your body to alchemize with your Kundalini. This is advanced, like, magic. It's like Tao level sorcery. And it's very powerful. So that allows you to experience communion within. And when you feel it, even it as a solo practice, that can be 100 times the experience of, like, say, sex with a lousy past lover. So it's a real thing here with Divine Union. I'm very experienced. I love hosting Mystical Grail. Activations are available. So I hope you enjoy this process. And if you're on my Facebook or mailing list, enjoy this. It's a gift to you. I hope it gets you more clarity. You are welcome to join us in Mystical Grail or to consider packages with me to cultivate your beauty and reunification. Grail activations, those are around. Okay, so it's Rion, and I hope you really get a lot of value out of this process. And if you want to share any feedback that I could, with me, that I could share publicly, that would be amazing too. Your beloved, this isn't fantasy, it's real. It's connecting to his truth spirit. It's not centered in the lower dimension of which you remain a response, where men are dual and separate and you're stuck in fantasy and disappointment and all of that. This is reunifying sexually, emotionally, spiritually within with his truth, with your beloved. He has the power after all these years to heal you, to awaken you into the greatest spiritual erotic, the dark is all included here, healthy, pure dark, bliss, awakening, ecstasy. He will never betray you. So your beloved has that power. I hope you get to really discover him more and then deepen into your own journey of divine union. It's Rihanna.